I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Firefighters battle wind-blown grass fire in northeast Wichita. We have the story.
Another busy day on the campaign trail for Harris and Trump. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Man charged in a fatal Wichita hit and run. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Crews from several local fire departments joined forces in battling a wind-driven grass fire in northeast Wichita Thursday afternoon. The blaze damaged two barns, but no homes. No injuries are reported. The fire began just after 3 Thursday afternoon at a sports complex near K-96 and Greenwich Road. Tanker 95 from the Kansas Forest Service was able to drop water directly on the heart of the blaze. Crews monitored the scene overnight for the possibility of flare-ups.
Former President Donald Trump says he'll be tough on migrants if he wins on Election Day, spelling out his plans at a rally in Arizona.
Former President Trump says, as he sees it,
the United States is now an occupied country.
That's why he says he will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to achieve mass deportations of migrants the former president has promised. That, however, is not as tough as he plans to be, telling the Tempe crowd,
I'm hereby calling for the death penalty for any migrant that kills an American citizen or a law enforcement officer.
Recent Fox polling has the former president with a slight edge over Vice President Harris in Arizona, but within the margin of error. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns with former President Barack Obama near Atlanta, Georgia.
Former President Obama telling folks Vice President Harris will make Americans' lives better if elected.
She's going to limit out-of-pocket health care costs. She's going to give a tax cut to 100 million middle-class families and working Americans.
The vice president detailing plans to make housing more affordable and lower costs.
I will take on price gouging, corporate price gouging. I've done it before, and I will do it again.
Vowing to fight for all Americans.
I come from the middle class, and I will never forget where I come from.
And she was telling supporters in the key swing state to get out and vote early. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A man accused in a fatal hit and run has been charged.
23-year-old Christopher Johnson was charged with failure to stop at an accident resulting in death. If convicted, he faces a sentence ranging from 38 to 172 months. The crash happened at around 2 in the morning on August 18th near 23rd and Hoover Road. 43-year-old Tad Doyle was riding an electric bicycle with his girlfriend when he was hit by a car that drove off. Johnson was arrested 4 days later. On Thursday, Doyle's family and friends rallied outside of the courthouse, encouraging the prosecutor to use Levi's Law and charge Johnson with a higher-level felony. Johnson is due back in court November the 4th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Officials say this first week of early voting has been good. A good one in Sedgwick County. The high voter turnout has resulted in some long lines. But Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says with more locations opening up next week, the wait times will likely go down.
My suggestion to voters is if you can wait, I would wait until Tuesday when 17 more satellite locations will open up for early voting, and they will have the same hours from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday next week, and then Saturday 9 to 1.
Election officials in Cowley and Harvey counties are also reporting a surge in early voting.
Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems reacting to the vote by Boeing machinists to reject the company's latest offer. Spirit releasing a timeline that it would need for additional layoffs. The company says in a release that should the strike continue beyond the end of November, financial pressures and a significant inventory buffer would require them to implement layoffs and additional furloughs.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Getting ready for the Chiefs on the road on Sunday afternoon. We'll preview the Chiefs and the Raiders coming up in sports.
A Grammy-winning crooner has died. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS Morning News now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Jack Jones, a Grammy-winning crooner known for the Love Boat television show theme song, has died. He was 86 years old. A statement from his manager says Jones died Wednesday at a hospital in Rancho Mirage, California, after battling leukemia for more than 2 years.
A researcher studying the impact of puberty blocker drugs on transgender youth is defending not releasing her findings.
Dr. Johanna Olson Kennedy's work has received nearly $10 million in taxpayer dollars, but she told the New York Times she's worried her work will be weaponized. Beth Serio is a registered nurse with watchdog group Do No Harm.
The complete dereliction of duty as a physician and as a researcher and also as a gender activist who has been pushing these medical interventions on children. She and many of her physician colleagues around the country have been lying to the public for years.
In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A national event is set for tomorrow to help people safely dispose of their unwanted prescription drugs.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is planned for Saturday and gives people the chance to get rid of those unneeded prescription medications in a safe way. The program is done by the Drug Enforcement Administration, which says removing such medicines from the home can help keep unused prescription drugs from falling into the wrong hands. Last year, Take Back Day collected almost 600,000 pounds of unneeded medications at more than 4,600 collection sites across the country. More than 18 million pounds of medications have been removed during these events over the past decade. The DEA's Take Back Day website has a collection site locator to help with finding one near you. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A TikToker in New Jersey is busted for tearing down Greek flags at a restaurant thinking they were Israeli.
23-year-old Amber Matthews apparently a bit confused and busted for the ludicrous blunder. Police say Matthews ripped down a string of Greek flags attached to the awning of Evie's Gyro, mistaking them for Israeli. The owner telling police that Matthews tore down the flags and decorative lights while repeatedly screaming there's genocide going on. Police reviewing security footage and found Matthews handing out flyers in support of Palestine at the establishment a week prior to the incident. Matthews posting the video of her hateful rage on TikTok more than 7 months later. Police had no leads until Matthews posted the video. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS.
Idiot!
KNSS News Time, 7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. We've still got westbound Kellogg closed at West Street due to a traffic accident that's on that ramp to I-235. You'll want to continue to avoid that right now. Again, that's westbound Kellogg closed at West Street. Looks like it's closed before West Street, actually, so just avoid westbound Kellogg over there on the west side at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good. How are you?
I'm going to go to a football game tonight, and I think it's going to be pretty nice out there.
Yeah, it really is, you know, especially now that, you know, those storms that were kind of dancing around the Wichita area, those have moved out. Looks like it's going to be a lot cooler, too. We actually broke the record high yesterday of 93 degrees, so feeling a lot more like fall out there. Just make sure that you have maybe a long sleeve shirt, a light jacket, you know, something just to kind of fight off that fall chill for that game later on this evening, especially once the sun goes down. Northerly breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour under those mostly clear skies is going to lead to a lot of sunshine today. Skies stay clear tonight, and winds are going to lighten up quite a bit. Now, this is going to allow our temperatures to drop even more, waking up to 43 degrees early tomorrow morning. So early risers, definitely want to make sure that you bundle up early Saturday morning. Back to sunshine for Saturday, and the fall feel continues too, with a high of 69. Starting to warm back up at the end of the weekend, though. Sunday, 77. Still pleasant, just warmer, under mainly sunny skies. And then more changes once we get into the early part of next week. Windy and warmer, possibly getting close to record highs again between Monday and Tuesday as we get up into the middle 80s. A few more clouds gradually moving in ahead of our next storm system too. And it looks like that should arrive by the time we get into Wednesday, which will lead to a 20% chance of showers and storms. This will also lead to some slightly cooler temperatures too, with a high of 73. Moisture looks like it should move out just in time for trick-or-treaters on Thursday, and that fall feel returns with a high of 65 too, so you may want to have an extra layer underneath that costume, especially for the little ones. Next Friday, a week from now, 67 degrees with mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Right now we're at 54, north breeze at 16 miles an hour, gusting up to 25 with fair skies. Clouds have moved out.
Looks like we had a little rain overnight in parts of the city. At least in my neighborhood, I saw some water in the gutter.
Yeah, you know what? Once again, though, just like earlier this week, all depends on where you are, because officially at Eisenhower National Airport, only around a tenth of an inch of rain, you know, despite some parts of the area, you know, getting in on a few downpours.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning here at 7:13, and as he alluded to, the temperature yesterday hit 93 in Wichita, and that eclipsed the old high of 89 that was set back in 1939.
Hottest day we've ever had this late in the year.
Mm. Well, we also was a windy day yesterday. A 50-mile-per-hour wind gust from the south clocked at near Eisenhower Airport. So quite a day yesterday. Interesting day in the weather. On this date, this is the 25th day of October, and on this date in 1983, a U.S.-led force invaded Grenada at the order of President Ronald Reagan, who said the action was needed to protect U.S. citizens there. I remember at the time, it was some controversy because I don't think any of us in the newsroom had ever heard of Grenada.
Like, why are we invading this foreign country?
We called it Granada instead of Grenada and tried to figure out what was going on there. I think that mostly it was a little exercise for the Marines to see how to do things. But anyway, that happened in 1983. Birthdays today. This is a good one for Ted. I don't know if you're going to mention this on the blur or not. Marion Ross, 96 today.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. Her best known role is that of Marion Cunningham, Mrs. C
on Happy Days.
The ABC television sitcom Happy Days. I looked at her credits and she had some big films. She was in some big films.
Yes, smaller roles. She was.
Smaller roles, but she did. She had some good ones.
And from all accounts, people just speak glowingly of her.
She was just really great
person. She's a pretty good lady.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'd heard before. She's just one of those very, very nice
Marion Ross.
She actually was Mrs. C in real life then, huh? Got a poll here for you today.
Mm-hmm.
16% of people say 16%.
16%.
16 say they have lived in a haunted house.
Oh, well.
11% say they visited an actual haunted house. 1 in 10.
Okay.
6% say they haven't yet but would like to.
That would be me. I'd say bring it on.
Let's go. 29% say they have not and have no interest in going to one at all. Oh, I love these percentages. 31%, 1 in 3, say that's it. Wait a minute. What do I got here? 24% of people say they do not believe houses can be haunted. And that's more common among men. 31% of them say they don't believe haunted houses. Women are more likely to believe houses can be haunted because they have personal experience. 19% of women claim they have lived in a haunted house compared to just 12% of men. There you go. Ever lived in a haunted house, Ted?
I don't know. Oh, right. There's been two massive loud thumps at my house that are I can't explain. Mm. I don't know if I could attribute that to a ghost.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out.
You know, every now and then.
You would think if it was a ghost, I would notice more odd activity.
Well, yeah, furniture moving by itself.
Yeah, stuff like that.
You know, maybe the wall started.
I just always figure it's my cat's doing stuff.
I don't know what it was the other day when our wall started dripping blood.
Yeah.
I don't know if that
There's always that.
I hate it when that happens.
You gotta go and paint again.
All right. Haunted houses. I don't know. Maybe. There are strange things in this world. Things that go bump in the night. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. And nothing strange or unusual about this. It's not haunted. Right?
What?
The sports.
Oh, the sports. Yeah. No. Straightforward with
it's
this
right
stuff.
There.
Yep. Here we go. We got the Chiefs on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs atop the NFL, undefeated on a 12-game winning streak. Only undefeated team in the league. On the road in division play, heading to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders, their division rival. The Chiefs are a 9.5-point favorite. It's the most expensive ticket in the league this weekend. Cheapest ticket going for $207.
Wow.
Goes, man, guess what? We've got it right here for you free on Sunday.
Free of charge.
Listen to it for free with the great play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on the call. That's the way to go. The Chiefs have won 6 straight road games against the Raiders. Who's the last? Of course, the Chiefs have won 12 in a row. Ooh, who was the last team to beat the Chiefs? The Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders.
Exactly 10 months ago on this day, on Christmas Day last year, the Raiders beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. All right, we'll see how this one turns out. Mitch Holtis will have live pregame coverage at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 3:25 p.m. Sunday, right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And coming up less than an hour from now at 8:12 this morning, our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, getting a preview of that one. And, of course, we'll get Mitch all wired up because on the game before Halloween, I think we let him listen to the Exorcist music.
Yeah,
and he starts getting a little nervous. All
yeah.
right. That'll be coming up at 8:12 this morning. Hey, college football. We got the in-state battle this weekend. It's in Manhattan. 16th-ranked Kansas State hosting in-state rival Kansas. K-State's only a game behind first place in the conference standings. K-State 6-1 right now on a 3-game winning streak. Wildcats are a 10-point favorite at home in Manhattan. K-State has defeated the Jayhawks 15 times in a row. Longest streak in series history that dates back decades. It's homecoming for Kansas State in Manhattan, too. First home game in a month for K-State. And it's sold out, of course.
Yeah.
There you go. Kansas State and Kansas. Live coverage on the Kansas State Radio Network at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Game will kick off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Manhattan. Listen to K-State coverage on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It is high school football, week 8, the final week of the regular season. We've got some good matchups. How about Wichita Northwest on the road at Goddard-Eisenhower? Both teams are 6-1. You've got Andale visiting Heston. Both teams are undefeated at 7-0. Oxford is 6-1, hosting undefeated South Central. And Cheney is hosting Pratt. They're both 6-1. Powerhouse games there to finish up the regular season.
Great game.
Tonight. Pro football, Sunday night, we have the Dallas Cowboys in action on the road visiting the San Francisco 49ers. Cowboys are unbeaten on the road this season, but somebody knows something. Cowboys are a 4.5-point underdog. Listen to the Cowboys and the 49ers Sunday night on KFH. JUCO football, what a matchup tomorrow. It is 13th-ranked Butler Community College, unbeaten on the road this season. Visiting number one ranked undefeated Hutchinson Community College. The Blue Dragons have won 29 straight regular season games. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler football, taking on the number one team in the nation. Dennis's coverage begins at 11:30 tomorrow morning, and that is over on KFH. Tell you what, the college football here in town you don't want to miss is tomorrow afternoon on the west side of town. 19th-ranked Friends hosting 20th-ranked Evangel. Both teams are undefeated. Friends has won 10 games in a row. They've won 9 straight home games. There are only 7 undefeated teams left in the nation, and Friends and Evangel are 2 of them.
How about that?
Tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at Friends. A Friends road loss at Evangel last year probably cost Friends a spot in the playoffs. So there is a lot at stake when these two meet tomorrow. Maybe a trip to the playoffs is on the line again with that stupid setup that the KCAC has for getting into the postseason. Friends and Evangel, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on the west side of town. They're both undefeated. College football tomorrow as well. You've got 3rd-ranked Pittsburgh State visiting 6th-ranked undefeated Central Oklahoma. The Gorillas have won 4 in a row heading into that one. 2 top 6 teams there. 14th-ranked Emporia State is on the road at Nebraska Kearney. Emporia State is 6-1. The Emporia State defense leads the nation in interceptions. Home ice for the Wichita Thunder tonight downtown, 7 o'clock at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder hosting the first-place undefeated Tulsa Oilers. You can get free tickets for the Thunder game tonight at Quick Trip locations in the area. The Kansas International Dragway in Mays is hosting the Kansas International Fall Festival tomorrow. There's activity there Friday tonight as well. And then tomorrow you've got Trunk or Treat, a costume contest, a cornhole tournament, motorcycle races, and the first annual car show. It's all at the Kansas International Dragway this weekend in Mays. It's a home weekend for college volleyball. Wichita State home at Koch Arena, hosting Memphis tonight, hosting UAB Sunday afternoon for Shocker Volleyball. And to finish out the weekend, it's time for Wichita State men's basketball. The Shockers hosting Emporia State in an exhibition game at Koch Arena Sunday evening. Mike Kennedy is on the air for Shocker Basketball at 5:30 p.m. Sunday. The game will tip off at 6:30 Sunday evening at Koch Arena. Listen to the Shockers live on 103.7 KEYN. That's sports, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for a house call for health. Onions apparently to blame for outbreak at Mickey D's. That's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Friday morning, 55 degrees. A 29-year-old Wichita man will be in his 90s before he gets out of prison for murdering his girlfriend and their 8-year-old daughter 4 years ago. A friend and co-worker called 911 after Michaela Sorrell did not show up for work or respond to text messages. Police did a welfare check and found Sorrell and her daughter, Natalia, shot to death in a home in the 4400 block of South Walnut. Thursday, Sedgwick County District Judge Eric Williams sentenced Lopez to life in prison with parole eligibility after 50 years for the first-degree murder. The judge sentenced him to 184 months or 15 and a half years for second-degree murder.
The Rose Hill Police Department providing an update into the death of a young girl whose body was found buried in a backyard a month ago. While the investigation is ongoing, limited physical evidence has been uncovered. The Sedgwick County Forensic Science Center was not able to determine a cause of death because of decomposition to the body. No visible injuries were observed, and there were no healing nor healed injuries observable. Officials did emphasize that several agencies, including federal agencies, are working on the case.
A 15-year-old is charged with the mass murder of his parents and three young siblings.
The teen faces the possibility of life in prison if charged as an adult. The killings in the swanky Seattle suburb of Falls City. Another child was shot twice but survived. Prosecutors say the youngster systematically murdered his father, mother, two brothers, and sister, and tried to kill his other sister, and then staged the scene to try to pin it all on one of his dead brothers. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in London today.
He's just been to Israel, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, but Antony Blinken's push for Middle East peace extends to London. We're told the Secretary of State is here to meet Arab leaders. Yesterday, Secretary Blinken said Israel had accomplished its goal of effectively dismantling Hamas in Gaza, and that ceasefire negotiations would start up again soon. But he's also trying to get Israel's neighbours on board with a plan for rebuilding Gaza and ensuring a peaceful future. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
We've heard a great deal of talk about voter fraud and election mismanagement. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater tells KNSS News the process of vote counting brings an accurate tally.
After the election is over, we go through an audit, and those races are determined by the Secretary of State. They randomly draw races up in Topeka. Then we randomly draw the precincts that we have to audit, and we use the paper ballot. We don't use ballot images, and those votes are tallied by hand, and every audit has come back 100%. So they are 100% accurate.
Laura Rainwater, our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Storms have moved out and sunshine makes a return as we kickstart our weekend. Friday high of 72 degrees. Going to be a lot cooler after breaking the record high yesterday. A north-northeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour under all that sunshine. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron Williams.
And now we have a clear sky, 55 degrees, north wind at 14 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Did I get enough S's in there, Ted?
You covered it.
Okay. Yeah, it's the evidence that there was some rain in the area last night. In my neighborhood, at least, we got enough to put water in the gutter. But
at about 9 o'clock last night, we were getting a thunderstorm over the east side of town.
All right. Well, a tenth of an inch at the airport this morning, and that was as of midnight last night.
Newton got about a half inch, so it was rain, good more for, rain up north.
Good for Newton. Yeah. Today is Friday, October 25th, and it was on this date in 1859, radical abolitionist John Brown went on trial in Charlestown, West in Virginia, for his failed raid at Harper's Ferry. He was convicted and later hanged. Of course, the gentleman from Kansas, who had been involved with some pretty nasty things here in our state before he headed back east. I read a book
about
this.
In our territory. We weren't even a state.
Right.
Yet.
It wasn't a state until another year or so after. But I read a book on this a while back. It's been several years ago. Pretty interesting.
Pretty fascinating. Yeah,
this
time
guy,
in our history.
He was organizing for years before this happened.
And he felt he was on a mission from God.
He knew who,
to do what he wanted to do.
Sure was. Yep. Let's see here. The Odessa City Council, this is in Texas.
Texas, yes.
Has banned transgender people from using restrooms outside of the sex assigned to them at birth following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and city leaders. In a 5-2 vote, members of the council expanded a 1989 ordinance that prohibits for individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex, suggesting they were doing so to protect Odessians and their families. Under the amended ordinance, the city can seek fines of up to $500 and trespassing charges if a transgender person uses a restroom that matches the gender they identify as. Now, sweeping new terms also allow individuals to sue and seek no less than $10,000 in damages, plus the cost of the lawsuit and attorney fees. That's in Odessa.
You know who's excited about all that?
Not me, but
the law firms located in Midland and Odessa, Texas.
Odessa.
They are licking their chops.
The legal terms. Yep. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:36 here on KNSS. Of course, we're getting close to election, just a few days off now, and this weekend, we're going to be campaigning by both Trump and Harris. Well, let's find out what they're up to and where they're going. Fox News Radio's Ryan Spells is with us this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. I appreciate the Odessa shout-out because I actually started my career there.
You did. My wife actually lived there for a while when she was a younger person. So I've been there, and I tell you what, Ryan, does it get any flatter than that place?
It does not. It does not get any flatter. It does not get any drier either.
Oh, no. It's something else. Ryan, of course, we're getting down to crunch time here, if we're not in crunch time. So where's former President Trump been? Where's he going on this weekend then?
All right, so you got a rally tonight in Traverse City, Michigan. Then he's going to stay in Michigan for Saturday, where he'll be in Novi. And then you've got a rally in, same day, actually, State College, Pennsylvania. And then, of course, New York, the Madison Square Garden rally is going to be taking place on Sunday. So a very busy weekend for the former president.
At least three states, then, winding up on the home turf there. What about Harris? Where is she going to be this weekend?
So there's actually going to be this interesting speech she's going to give. It's going to be kind of a final campaign push type of speech where she's going to be speaking at the Ellipse here in Washington, D.C. They actually had to apply for a permit with the National Park Service. So it's supposed to be, a speech where she lays out the stakes of this election, kind of lays out her final platform in the last campaign push. So we'll see if that gets the press attention that they're trying to get. But, you know, two very different events, but certainly ones that kind of stand out where each of them is going to have that one big moment speech. She's doing it here in D.C. He's doing it with the Madison Square Garden rally.
The states that Mr. Trump's going to be in, are those considered those swing states or
New York isn't, but Michigan, Pennsylvania, then he's also going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin, too. Those are all considered to be very, very much toss-up races and battleground states.
So they want to make a good impression here at the last moment, then. I got it.
Yeah.
All right. So have you seen anything about spending, how much money they're spending on these campaigns? Or
it's quite significant. And recently, the ad buys have gotten very, very aggressive, especially when you look at the House and Senate races. There's actually been a number of ad buys by a number of super PACs related to Republicans and Democrats. Republicans actually did a big ad buy campaign. I believe one of the House races in Kansas was actually on that list, too. That was through a GOP super PAC. But then you also have Democrat Senate candidates, I believe, getting a new ad buy boost that's going to be coming in the coming days.
Well, of course, in all the national hoopla, it's sometimes, in my opinion, sometimes we've lost track of the fact that the House and Senate are having elections, and what happens there is going to be very important to the future of our country, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely is. You know, Republicans are in a good position to take back the Senate. The House is still very much a toss-up right now because both parties do stand a good chance of this, of winning. But, you know, that will be my assignment on Election Day, so I'll be following this kind of nonstop. And it's going to be interesting. And I think, yeah, you can argue it's going to be just as fascinating as the presidential race.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, Brian, thank you. Thank you for being with us this morning. Good information from Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz in New York City. Talking about where the two major candidates are going to be this weekend as we get down to close to the election day, which is Tuesday, November 5th. 7:40 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update. Strike's over. Future looks good at Textron Aviation. That's on the way. Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve, at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:45 now on a Friday morning. Three big things. Early voting heavy across Kansas with some voters standing in long lines. A busy day on the campaign trail as Trump and Harris campaign in several states. Firefighters battle big grass fire in northeast Wichita. Two barns damaged by the flames. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Westbound Kellogg now reopened. This is after it was closed due to a crash, and that was a little bit earlier this morning. Now, they actually have westbound Kellogg reopened. You don't want to try and exit on the northbound I-235, but if you have to go through westbound Kellogg, you can at the moment. However, I would avoid it. It is still running very slowly due to that traffic accident we had earlier. I'm also seeing on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras a lot of traffic right around Pawnee and West Street. So pretty heavy and slow traffic there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and cooler today with a high of 71 degrees. This after yesterday's record high in Wichita of 93. Clear tonight, the overnight low 39. And then Saturday, sunny with a high of 68 degrees. Right now, a clear sky. North wind at 14 miles per hour, 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy that new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio is ready and waiting for you, and the weather's going to be great to enjoy with your friends, the patio, the Monarch. West Douglas in historic Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. And John's with us this morning. Give us a preview of what he's going to be talking about this weekend. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, yeah, we're barely less than 2 weeks now. So if things are heating up on the campaign trail, for sure. I guarantee you we'll talk about that. An abbreviated show Sunday. We've got the Chiefs post game, but if folks stick around, we'll be there.
And you've got, here in the state, you've got all of the House and Senate seats are up for grabs. Is that correct?
Correct. So we'll have just these last 2 weeks before the election, I try and ramp up my coverage on the campaign season. So this week we'll have the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, kind of give us a preview. Next week we'll have Congressman Ron Estes, but this week we'll have Dan Hawkins. We'll talk a little bit about the House races, and we're also going to talk about the leadership of the legislature voted to form a new budget writing committee. The way the budgets are done right now, the governor submits her budget, and then the legislature has to build from that. And if the legislature has their way now, they will write their own budget, which is something that many have called for the federal government to do. That why do they wait for the president? Why don't they write their own? And it would make it, I think, more responsive to the people and certainly more efficient. So the state's going to try that starting next year. We'll talk to Dan about that.
Well, that's interesting. Now, you also have, I guess you have County Commissioner Jim Howell's going to be on, right?
Yeah, he is, you know, Jim Howell is the Don Quixote of the Sedgwick County Commission, and he's proposed a resolution that would limit that property taxes could only go towards core funding, core services, you know, streets and roads and, you know, the essential public safety, things like that, which would mean that services like the zoo or exploration place and museums would have to be funded through sales tax or some other funding mechanism. And I think there's a lot of people that are sympathetic to that, that don't like seeing their property taxes going towards amenities. So Jim is trying to push for that, and he's getting some pushback on the council or commission, rather, from, you know, folks like David Dennis and a few others. And it'll be very interesting to see if he can get that accomplished. But when they're facing a massive budget shortfall, this may be one way to alleviate that.
Have we a good voter turnout here?
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So far, people in advance. Does that bode well for the Republicans or the Democrats in our state?
You know, there's mixed thoughts on that. Traditionally, advanced voting tends to favor Democrats, and day of voting supports Republicans. Republicans like me, I love to vote. My wife and I always vote the day of. So the fact that there's higher advanced voter turnout, and they are more Republicans. We're seeing that. You can go and look right now and tell who's been voting right now. Mostly more Republicans are turning out right now. The question then remains, are those people who would have voted on election day, which means that on election day our turnout may be lower than usual because those Republicans have already voted. But the bottom line is, one thing that may be different is we will get our results in sooner because all these events ballots will have already been counted. So I think it does bode well for Republicans. It just may mean that the advanced voter turnout will be lower election day voter turnout may be lower.
All right.
Hey, I saw you were at the Kansas Association of Broadcasters big gathering on Monday. Did you have a good day that day?
I did. Well, actually, not as good a day as you guys. Congratulations to Steve and Ted. We had, best stormcast, best newscast again. You guys were raking in the awards. But, yeah, that was my first KAB event and really well attended. But congratulations to you two again on yet another award. You guys, it's sort of like the Oscars. You two, I'm waiting for you to, you know, get up there and give the acceptance speech.
Well, they can't do that because we'd be going on for an hour and a half telling how great we are. But listen, no kidding. You have a good show Sunday night. Thanks for being with us, John, and John Whitmer Show Sunday night around 7 or a little after here on KNSS. President Biden has signed the first ever dash camera footage assisted in finding an alleged murderer.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman in Nashville was heard screaming for help before she was found dead, and police were able to track her alleged killer using dash cam video from someone in the area and a detective who had worked a case involving the suspect's twin. Last week, Nashville police arrested 29-year-old Paul Park in connection with the death of 34-year-old Alyssa Locus. She was running on the Mill Creek Greenway Trail October 14th. Security cameras appear to show Park come out from between two parked cars and follow her. After the two were out of the camera's frame, witnesses heard a woman scream, "Help, he's trying to rape me," before they say they heard gunfire. Detectives didn't get a break in the case until a local resident provided them with dash cam footage, which showed part of Park's license plate and a clearer image of his face. CBS News reported a homicide detective who reviewed the footage recognized Park as the identical twin brother from a suicide case that she had worked in December of 2021. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Boeing stock took a hit on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks finishing mixed as investors digested another batch of earnings reports. The tech-heavy Nasdaq rose, boosted by upbeat earnings results from Tesla. The EV maker kicked off Magnificent Seven earnings with its biggest quarterly profit in over a year. Shares of Tesla jumped 22% for its best day in more than 3 years. The Dow was dragged lower by IBM following its mixed earnings report. Its stock fell 6%, and Boeing shares declined 1% after its largest union rejected a new labor contract. The Dow winners: Home Depot, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners: Boeing, IBM, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 141 points. The Nasdaq up 139. S&P 500 up 12. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. In the wake of Boeing machinist's decision on Wednesday to reject a four-year contract and remain on strike, a significant portion of Wichita's aerospace sector is dealing with a cloud of uncertainty. Textron Aviation is no longer one of those companies. On a earnings call with analysts yesterday, Textron chairman and CEO Scott Donnelly said that the five-year contract approved Sunday by Textron machinists, ending a nearly month-long strike of its own, positions the Wichita-based division of the Rhode Island-headquartered conglomerate well when it comes to attracting and retaining talent. With nearly 5,000 Textron workers represented by International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local 774, the agreement includes a 31% general wage increase during the life of the contract.
The Business Journal has identified the five greatest areas of wealth in the Wichita area, and you'll find all of them in Sedgwick County, but on opposite sides of Wichita. That's according to a weighted formula created by the Business Journals, the Wichita Business Journal's parent company, which ranks the nation's wealthiest zip codes. The ranking analyzed income, home equity, estimated savings, poverty rates, and population density to find the areas with the where the wealth lives. In those five, local zip codes 67230, 206, 212, 205, and 235, per capita income ranges from an average low of just under $44,000 to just over $69,000. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted.
Yeah, all zip codes that do not invite me to take part in their festivities.
Don't come to the block party or anything. Okay. Today is National Frankenstein Friday. Frankenstein. Recognizing author Mary Shelley, the novel Frankenstein or the Modern Prometheus, her characters, Dr. Frankenstein and the monster.
You know, she was like 19 when she wrote that. I mean, it's insane. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a pretty smart lady.
Dating back to the 1800s, Frankenstein's monster is one of the best-known horror characters of all time. Yep. One of my favorite horror films is Young Frankenstein because it's funny as heck.
Yeah, I think we're coming up on its 50th anniversary before the end of the year. Yeah,
National Frankenstein Friday. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted, we got the latest on the big grass fire in northeast Wichita. Ted has sports.
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes away from our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Plus entertainment news.
Yep, we'll head you into the final weekend of October with some really good entertainment news. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.